Hello, hello, hello. Let's start the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm always glad to be here. I hope you're glad to listen. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. This podcast discusses the lifestyle from the perspective of mixed couples. We have our own unique challenges and experiences, and this is the place to discuss it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an adult informational podcast for a mature audience. All views expressed are based on our personal experiences. This podcast does not constitute any medical or professional advice. I am so glad to be here. Again, the Interracial Swingers Podcast. For all y'all interracial swingers out there, my name is D Love, better known as Damon Bolden. And I'm here to throw some knowledge on y'all today. We're going to talk about one of my sponsors really quick, how to get a hold of us really quick, one of the parties that's coming up fast approaching really quick. And then we're going to get into a little bit of a topic. First and foremost, if you need to get a hold of us, weswinglv@gmail.com. I get lots and lots and lots and lots of emails. weswinglv@gmail.com. If you'd like to send us a message, you want us to talk about a topic, you want to know what's going on with us, you want to know how we do what we do and why we do what we do, send us a message. If you would like to join our private Facebook group, weswinglv, on Facebook, you have to either hit me or my lovely missus. It's easier to just hit me, EARLBOLDEN. You'll see a picture of me, handsomely dressed in a suit, from what I hear. EARL, Earl Bolden, on Facebook. Message me, say you want to get in the group, and then I will add you to the group. You need to be a swinger. Hopefully you're a swinger. Hopefully you have friends of friends that are swingers. When I look at your profile and I see you have swingers friends, I automatically almost always add you. So no fret there. We do have a MeWe group that allows us to be a little more racy. If you'd like to see some photos, some pics, some clips, some things that are a little more racy. Some of our members, some not of our members, just some racy stuff that we like to show to get you in the mood of swinging and playing interracially. Go to our MeWe group, We Swing LV, and we will add you to that group as well. Our sponsor, the one we always throw out, Complete Body Alignment. People always say, how much does that sponsor pay you? Why do you always talk about that sponsor? Listen, if you don't know and you've been to the website, you know that I'm the owner of Complete Body Alignment. That is my company. I am the owner and operator of Complete Body Alignment, better posture, structure, and freedom from pain. I know how to get down like that. I am the only, first and only master myoskeletal therapist in the state of Nevada. I do a hands-on process to eliminate your pain through tissue manipulation. This is not chiropractic work. I'm not going to be jerking on your joints. That's silly. I'm not going to be cracking your neck. That's dangerous. You come in, I do an assessment. I find out what's going on with you structurally. I line you up and pow, just like that. You are back at it like you were a kid. Find more information on my website, completebodyalignment.com. Hit me on Instagram, see some of my testimonials at Complete Body Alignment, and also Complete Body Alignment on Facebook. Let's get right into this. First things first, I want to talk about a party that is coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, I believe. Let me get to my calendar here. I should know this right off the top of my head, since we have been promoting this for our lovely friends, Jason and Jenny. Jason and Jenny are having a 10-year anniversary swing event. And I think they are, if my memory serves me correctly, consummating their 10 years of love. And we are so excited about that. And with that said, they are throwing a kind of a lifestyle anniversary event. You can find the details in our group. So if you're looking for the details, you need to get into one of our groups so that you can get all the information, so that you can also see what the fees are to come to this fabulous event. I know hundreds of people have been invited. And when I spoke to Jenny briefly today, I just want to throw this out on the podcast real quick. Remember, this is a dress to impress formal event. All right, so please, ladies and gentlemen, especially gentlemen, leave your cargo shorts and your flip-flops at home. I know it's still warm out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, but please respect the ladies and respect yourself and come dressed to impress. I know all the ladies always come dressed to impress. They bring it. Okay, the ladies that we know in this town, even if you're traveling from out of state, they bring it. I had a few females from out of state that are coming to the events ask me, what's the attire? And I said, you know, put on your dress sexy, but be formal, be elegant. You know, we'll find out what's underneath later in the evening if it gets to that. But when you show up, be that eye candy. Be that eye candy for yourself. Be that eye candy for us. Make yourself feel good. It makes everybody feel good when we dress up, when we look good, when we smell good. You know what I'm saying? So this is a Dress to Impress event. It is next weekend. All the information you can find in one of our groups. So this is the opportunity to join either our Facebook or MeWe group. Otherwise, you really can't find the information. I'm not going to throw it out on the podcast because that's not appropriate. This is a lifestyle event, so you need to know somebody in the lifestyle or find a way to get to some of our people in our group so that you can get the information and come to this fabulous celebration of love. This is a celebration of love, okay? And love also means intimacy. And when we say intimacy, that is what we're talking about in the Interracial Swingers podcast. The lifestyle is all about being intimate with other people from opposite races and backgrounds and ethnicities. This is how we get down. This is how we eliminate racism, through intimacy with other races. Now, some people might not really be on board with that, but we are, and that's what we're here to talk about. So let me get right into my topic today. So today's topic, I'm gonna throw this out real quick. One of my partners, a cat that I know and respect, we do Muay Thai together at Fight Capital in fabulous Las Vegas. And his name is Brandon Collinsworth. And if you ever get a chance to get on Instagram, check out my man Brandon Collinsworth. He's a guru of yoga, believe it or not. And he practices plant-based medicine, and he's a yoga guru, and he does Muay Thai with us, and he travels the world and in the jungles of the Amazon doing yoga and trying to find himself. And one of the things that he had talked about on one of his little Instagram thing, I don't know what you call it, Instagram Live or whatever it was. It was about being in tune and having the respect for our creators. And when I say that, I'm talking about women. Okay. I love the lifestyle. I'm never going to leave the lifestyle. But we are talking about being in tune with our creators and respecting our creators. And when I say that, let me give you an example. My wife is my queen. And without my queen, I could not do all the things that I do. I am only half the man that I want to be without her. Let me throw that out to you again, okay? I, Damon Bolden, am only half the man that I want to be without my queen, Gail Bolden. That is my wife. That's my partner. That's my soulmate. Okay? So we don't do things to break up our union. And so you say to yourself, how does that relate to the lifestyle? So I'm going to break it down a little bit. Okay? So swinging is not about hyper masculinity. Okay, a lot of us men, including me, had poor role models when it came to learning about sex, how to be with a woman, how to please a woman, not just physically, but you need to be able to also emotionally and mentally bond with that woman that you're going to play with. Okay? I feel like as a man and men in the lifestyle, we should love and honor our creators, the people who brought us into this world. Women brought us into this world. And without them, we would not be here. So just because you were being intimate with a woman in the lifestyle doesn't mean that you should disrespect that woman in the lifestyle. Because that woman is a queen. She's somebody's queen. Even if she's not my main queen, only my wife is my main queen, when I am with her in an intimate setting, she is my queen at the time. I respect her like a queen. She might not be my main queen, but I tell you what, she's a princess, and I value her, and I appreciate the gift that she's given me. Every woman out there who allows a man to be with them in an intimate setting or fashion is giving a gift. Respect that gift. Let me break it down for you. If you come to my house and it's my birthday and you hand me a gift and I say thank you very much and I throw it on the table and go on about my business, I didn't respect the time it took for you to pick out the gift, for you to wrap the gift, for you to drive over to my house and bring the gift, for you to hand me the gift. That took time and thought. And I respect that. And that's why I say thank you so much for bringing me a gift. I'm so grateful. You know, that you took your time to pick out something special for me. That's the same when you are intimate with a queen in the lifestyle. Every woman in the lifestyle is a queen. She's somebody's queen, or she wants to be somebody's queen. Right now, she just might be my princess, but eventually she's going to be somebody's queen. So respect those queens out there. Listen to them. Learn from them. I always have to say this. I shouldn't have to. But if you're in a lifestyle and you treat women like objects, you're not going to last in the lifestyle. And I've seen that time and time and time and time again. And guys will say to me, man, how do you go out and play 4 days a week? 3 days a week? 5 days a week, all weekend. Because I value and respect a woman's time. My queen allows me the opportunity to be good to other women other than her. I love my wife, but I am also very, well, how do I want to say this? in tuned with other women that I play with. And let me give you an example about that. So if I show up to your hotel or I go over to your apartment or you invite me over to your house or whatever the case may be, we're talking about a more intimate setting. We're not talking about a play party or a gangbang or a glory hole. We're not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about I have been invited to be with either a solo female or a couple. I get there. And it's not like, hey, you know, hey, I'm gonna get my clothes off. We're gonna get this thing. No, you know what? We have a little bit of a conversation. We get comfortable with each other. We share a laugh. We make each other feel comfortable first. Then we get intimate. And after the intimacy, I don't put my clothes on and leave. I feel like that's rude, to be honest. This woman, whoever she may be, gave me the greatest gift that I could ever have. The gift of intimacy. And I want to let those women out there know that I am appreciative of such a valuable gift. So when we're done being intimate, I like to chit chat. Most women, you know, sometimes it can be awkward. Well, she kind of puts her clothes back on, cleans up, and he cleans up, and they give each other a little kiss on the cheek. Thanks for that. It don't really happen like that with me. Now, maybe you didn't have a good experience and you ready for him to go, or maybe he didn't have a good experience and he's ready to leave. I get that. But that's not really the way I get down. When we're finished, we kind of lay around a little bit and clean up and talk. I want to know. I already know how good you were in bed. You just showed me how passionate you can be in bed. I get that. But I want to know something else about you. Are you doing okay? Are you having any issues? How's life treating you? Can me and my wife help you out in any way? Okay, we're here to make friends and help people and grow this thing that we call the lifestyle. So I never go to a place, even to a play party. Sometimes it get hectic and you get in and you get out. But I always take that extra opportunity to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for allowing me to have the greatest gift on the planet. The gift that gives life to humans. If you don't respect that, I don't know what to tell you. And when you do that, guys, when you put that positive energy out into the universe, you get that positive energy back. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story. There have been many, 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 many couples and singles in my wife and I's life, in a lifestyle. The good ones are still in our lives. The bad ones disappear so quick, it's like the blink of an eye. You know the people that are toxic in your life. We know the people that are toxic in the lifestyle. And we stay away from those toxic people. They have toxic energy. So, ladies, this is for you. If you keep having negative experiences in the lifestyle with negative people, I hate to say this, but that's on you. I really don't want to say that, but I'm going to say it. Ladies, if you are having negative experiences or toxic experiences in the lifestyle, that's on you. because you may be bringing negative energy to the lifestyle. You see what I'm saying? If I always look in the mirror. If I had a negative experience, I look in the mirror and I go, what did I do? How was I part of this toxic experience? I have to look at me first. That's the way I look at it. I go, man, that didn't go so good. What did I do? Not what did they do? What did I do? So for our beautiful queens out there, if you are having some negative experiences and you want to have some positive experiences in the lifestyle, be a little more selective with who you are around in the lifestyle. You know it when you see it, if they're toxic or not. You know it if you see it, if they're liars or not. You know if they're cheaters or not. You know if you can't get a hold of them, there's certain times you need to text me between 2 and 2:14 on Thursdays. It's something up. Now, if that's the role you want to take because you just want the dick, then that's on you. But then don't get mad later when you like, he's a cheater or a liar because you knew. That's on you. Do a little homework if you want to have a good experience, okay? That's what this is all about. This is about treating our queens with respect. I respect and love my wife. I respect and admire all those princesses out there as well. Anybody I play with, I respect and I show them that respect. Gentlemen, honor your queens out there. They are giving you the gift that nothing else on this planet can give. These queens can make life. That's a powerful thing. So if this woman in the lifestyle opens herself up to you, man, you got to be appreciative. Honor our queens. Ladies, all of you out there are queens, and we love you and we respect you. And that's what this is all about. The lifestyle is about intimacy and is also about respect. So if you are being disrespected in any way, you got to cut that toxic onion loose. Or you will be in a negative situation and you'll only have yourself to blame. Okay, it's not going to be on anybody else but you. Sometimes we got to cut that toxic onion out. Honor our creators. Like I said, us men, me, I'm not going to talk about it every man. I'm going to talk about me. I did not have someone in my life, like a father who I never met, or a brother who I do not have, or a male role model to teach me how to be good to these queens. Okay, I did not have that. Okay, a lot of us men, we learned how to be intimate or have sex with women through porn or movies, television. Whatever, what we thought was the right way. Now, when I was growing up really quickly, every song that came out on the radio, that shows how old I am. We're talking about the radio. Every song that came out on the radio, whether it was a fast song or a slow song, was about love. It was all about love. A man was trying to love a woman, take care of a woman, respect a woman, be with a woman, date a woman. Be intimate with a woman, but it was all about finding that passion with a woman. That's what the lifestyle is about. Finding intimacy with beautiful women. But these days, every song, unfortunately, is just about fucking. That That to me belittles our queens. Because our queens are more than just an object. So when you're in a lifestyle and you're playing with a woman and you run up to me like, man, that pussy was so damn good, I just shake my head. I don't even acknowledge that you said that to me. This woman just gave you a gift. And that's what you say afterward? Man, you need to get some of that shit. Man, I ain't with it. I'm not with it. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just older. Maybe I don't get down like that. I don't think anybody should get down like that. I don't tell you how to get down. I'm throwing some knowledge out there. I'm saying respect your queens and you will have a long lasting relationship with the lifestyle like we have. You will have good people around you like we do. And you'll be in the game for as long as you want to be in the game. And your partner or significant other will appreciate that you guys are in the game. Because to us, a lifestyle keeps it hot, keeps it spicy. When I go out and I come back, I don't come back like, ooh. I take a shower, I get in bed, maybe my wife didn't go out. I don't lay there and go, man, she was so hot. I shower, I get in bed, and I cuddle up to my wife because that's my queen. My queen allows me to have the best time and experiences of my life. It wouldn't be the same without her. If I was single, it wouldn't be the same. I wouldn't have her to come home to and talk about those hot experiences. We sharing that together. Honor your queens. Honor your queens. That's what I'm talking about. It ain't about just to say, if you're in a lifestyle just for the sex, you won't be in it long. Because that's toxic and everybody knows it. I'm in it for the experience. Every beautiful woman out there is a queen, and I appreciate her giving herself to me, even if it's just for 10 minutes. She gave me a gift that I respect. My wife is the gift that I respect. So that's all I wanted to throw out there today, really quick. Excuse me, had a little tickle in my throat. But I just wanted to drop that little bit of knowledge. Whether it's your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other, or if you don't have anybody, but you're in a lifestyle and you're looking to have somebody, if you respect those queens, you will eventually find what you are looking for, because you will be putting those positive vibes out into the universe and you will get those positive vibes back. But if you were just trying to hit it and get it, that's what you're going to get returned. Short-lived, meaningless experiences. Listen, if you're just trying to come, you could get a fleshlight for that. If you're just trying to get yourself off and the person you're doing it with is meaningless to you, why? Why even waste her time? Honor our queens. Every woman out there is queen. Honor your queens. And those princesses too. I have a queen, and there are a lot of beautiful princesses out there that my wife allows me to play with as well. But I honor my queen, fellas, and I want you to honor your queens as well. That's it for this quick edition of the Interracial Swingers Podcast. You know how to get a hold of us. Another one will be coming soon, soon, soon. I got lots of topics and too many emails backed up, unfortunately. But I'm always going to get at it. It's Friday. It's October 16th. It's a Freaky Friday party.